Happily Ever After. Whether by chance or not, Maurice began to see the pretty girl with the blonde hair everywhere, attending to magical fixes of ordinary things for farmers and shopkeepers, distributing bespelled roses to cure this and that ailment, laughing with friends, spending time at the tavern chatting with Josepha, or, more likely, reading a book by herself. He always managed to pick her out of the crowd, though she didn't always have blonde hair, or green eyes, or that height, or that color skin. It was bewitching. But even more marvelous than that was the way she would chat with other boys, then turn away. Maurice was stunned that they didn't run after her. His friends began to call him moon-eyed. Frederic pestered him to find a nice, normal girl instead, one without powers. Alaric, on the other hand, encouraged him to actually go up and talk to her, to introduce himself, to let her know that he existed. But as it turned out, Maurice didn't have to. One day he went to the tavern early, by himself, bringing in little pieces of metal he had been working on to fiddle with as he sat there. At first glance, they looked like a forged nail bar puzzle a country gentleman might play with while having a drink. But the pieces were much stranger looking. A tiny bit of tarnished copper pipe and a dull gray metal blob he was trying to fit into it. He was still staring owlishly at the smallest end of the blob when he was suddenly aware of someone sitting down in the chair next to him, adjusting her voluminous skirts to fit the space. "You know, you need to speak to the metal." He looked up at the vision next to him and blinked. The girl with green eyes and blonde hair regarded him calmly, a little smile on her face and a book half closed in her hand. The normal thing to do at this point would have been to offer to buy her a drink, to tell her how he had seen her around town, or even to gibber nervously about how pretty she was and question why she was sitting next to him. But she was talking about the metal.
"Speak to it?" he asked.
"What do you mean?"
"Ask it what it needs, to do what you want it to do. At least, that's what a friend of mine who knows about such things says."
"Well, I've tried everything else," he said with a sigh.